Off the Ball Daily.
This interview with you and I can go any way you want it to go. You can ask me any question you want. Nobody from my PR team is ever going to call somebody from the media and say, don't ask Dana this.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Balls Rugby Daily.
With Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Connacht, Leinster, Munster and Ulster Rugby. Never stop competing.
Welcome to Monday's Rugby Daily. My name is Richie McCormack. On the way, Robbie Henshaw to make a timely return for Leinster. Ross Byrne is linked with a move to France, and Munster will be without Conor Murray for the second leg of their South African expedition. Rugby Daily on Off the Ball is with Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Irish rugby. Never stop competing. First up today, we start with that news from Munster, who have seen Conor Murray leave South Africa following the first leg of their two-match excursion there. The scrum half has returned to Ireland for what the province have described as family reasons. Fit again, Paddy Patterson has been summoned as Murray's replacement ahead of Saturday's fixture with the Sharks in Durban. Joining Patterson on the plane is Academy prop George Haddon. Craig Casey missed the weekend's defeat to the DHL Stormers but will return to training this week following a knock. Alex Nankivell had been named to start that match, but his place in the centre went instead to Sean O'Brien as the Kiwis sustain a hip injury and he'll be assessed this week. Jeremy Lockman and Shane Daly are due to have scans today after collecting respective knee and leg injuries. Dermot Barron is observing the return to play protocols and will be assessed later in the week. In better news for Graham Rowntree and co, back row Brian Gleeson has returned to full training back in Ireland following a shoulder injury. Summer signing from Connacht, Dermot Kilgallen is also back in the training field in Limerick after a leg injury. Kieran Frawley is a doubt for Leinster's meeting with the Emirates Lions this coming Saturday. The out-half rolled his ankle in Saturday's win away to Connacht and was replaced by Ross Byrne after just 16 minutes in Galway. Leinster say the injury is not serious and will be of some relief to Ireland head coach Andy Farrell with the start of their autumn campaign now under 3 weeks away. It was expected Robbie Henshaw would be involved against his former side at the weekend, but he did travel to Galway and is available for selection against the Lions this week. Ryan Baird was another who missed the win over Connacht, and Leinster say the lock will be available for the Lions clash if he continues through the final stages of the graduated return to play protocols. Jack Conan, though, remains absent as he continues his recovery from a hamstring injury sustained in the recent win over Munster at Croke Park. Joe McCarthy has a hamstring issue of his own and will step up his recovery programme this week. Another man nursing a hamstring problem is Jordan Larmer, and he too will increase his training programme this week. Lee Barron misses the Lions game, though, with an ankle injury, but John McKee will be assessed this week as he enters the final bend of recovery from an injury of his own. Orgie Snyman was in front of the media today, having started in each of Leinster's last three URC fixtures. He says the familiar face of Jacques Nienaber helped him settle quickly at his new province.
No, I think the work he's done previous to me getting here has been great. So it feels like I'm slotting into a familiar system, but it's not really that I have to tell anyone or that I have to give a lot of input. I think the guys really bought into it early, and it wasn't, yeah, there's not really much I can add other than stepping into a familiar system and you know, pulling my weight there.
Nienaber says the towering lock is a joy to work with.
Yeah, very happy for him. For obviously where he is, and myself and him after the game, we had a nice laugh. I asked him how many years have we been working together, and it's 11. So I started coaching him when he was 18 years old. What does he bring to a team is obviously his technical ability, but he's just, I think the most important thing is a super, super nice guy, you know. He's a good human, and obviously working hard and professional and good at that side of things. I think Oggy is a good leader, and takes ownership of his crafts and developing his craft, and he's a continuous learner. So yeah, that's the type of guy he is.
And Nienaber has been asked how the team is adapting to his defensive setup now that he's in his second season at Leinster.
I think obviously this, it's year two, you know, so the majority of the players have now been exposed to it for a couple of games, a couple of weeks. I don't know how many, but I mean, it's always easier year two. So I think last year when we played Connacht down in Galway. It was my first game with the squad. So obviously the group's a 1 year along the line, which is always better. And they still, it showed growth. I would have been worried if there wasn't growth. But yes, there's been growth. But are we there yet? Finished product yet? No, we're still growing, learning, finding each other. I think the nice thing is, I think Leo mentioned it after the in his post-match interview that there was five academy players. There's growth in the individuals in being exposed to the defense system, but there's also growth in a Hugh Cooney working alongside Gary, or that worked with Gary during the week, and alongside Jamie, you know, and then Andrew working alongside his brother. So I think the growth there is also in the squad, you know, the experience that gets into a Stevie Smith and into a Gus McCarthy and those guys. That is part of the academy. So I think that's the nice part. There's growth, the individuals within the system, but also growth in the squad by getting a couple of academy lads exposed to such high end opposition like a Connacht, playing them away from home, and then getting tested by some quality players.
Ahead of this Saturday's game, Lions head coach Ivan van Rooyen is under no illusions about the task facing them at the Aviva.
We're under no illusion that it's probably 90% of the best team in the world currently ranked number one. So we know where Ireland's test match ranking is. We know where Leinster is ranked number one in the world. So we're under no illusion that it's really going to be tough. But also we're excited to see, and not compare where we are, but see how we can push them and where we can push them. See if we can find something there that can set us apart from maybe where we were last year and see the growth. So we're not going to necessarily just sell it as let's go try something and let's see what happens. We, like I said from the beginning, we're excited about the opportunity as coaches. We'll start selling that picture very soon to the team.
While Ross Byrne has had to content himself with a place on the bench in 4 out of 5 of Leinster's games this season, he is not without admirers. According to Midi Olympique in France, Montpellier have shown an interest in the 29-year-old. Byrne has slipped behind Kieran Frawley in the hunt for Leinster's number 10 jersey, while Jack Crowley is also thought to be ahead of him in the Ireland pecking order. Montpellier is already home to Pumas international Diego Miotti, who joined from Oyonnax in the summer. Midi Olympique say All Black scrum half Finlay Christie is also in Montpellier's crosshairs as he nears the end of his contract with the Auckland Blues. Finally, scrum half Rodri Williams has been recalled by Warren Gatland 10 years after his last cap for Wales for their upcoming autumn games. Leicester loosehead Nicky Smith also earns a recall, while Gatland's also included uncapped Gloucester back row Freddie Thomas and the Scarlets New Zealand-born fullback Blair Murray in his 35-man squad. Wales will take on Fiji, the Wallabies and the Springboks next month. That's it for today's Rugby Daily. Don't forget to subscribe to the OTB Rugby feeds to keep this podcast coming to you Monday to Friday free of charge. My name is Richie McCormack. I'll be back with more Rugby Daily for you with thanks to Bank of Ireland tomorrow. Till then, thanks for listening.